Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. An incoming Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives died Tuesday night from complications related to COVID-19 only days before being sworn into office. A spokesman for 41-year-old Luke Ledlow of Louisiana confirmed the congressman-elect's death at a Shreveport hospital. The state's newest congressman was admitted to another hospital 11 days ago after testing positive for the coronavirus disease. He is survived by his wife and two children. President-elect Joe Biden said he plans to be aggressive in fighting COVID-19 when he takes office, pushing for 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days. Biden also criticized the outgoing administration Tuesday, saying it was falling short, in needed vaccinations. The Trump administration's Operation Warp Drive had predicted that 20 million Americans would be vaccinated by the end of this month. Authorities in the state of Colorado reported the first U.S. case of the COVID-19 variant that had been found in Britain. A state health official said a man in his 20s who had no travel history tested positive for the virus and was being isolated in the southeast section of Denver, the state capital. British scientists said the new COVID-19 variant is more contagious than previously identified strands of the coronavirus. The discovery of the new variant led the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to issue new rules on Christmas Day for travelers arriving to the U.S. from Britain, requiring they show proof of a negative COVID-19 test. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said on Tuesday that $600 stimulus checks could be soon arriving in the bank accounts of some Americans. Mnuchin tweeted that payments may begin to arrive by direct deposit as early as Tuesday evening and will continue arriving into next week. The government will begin mailing out paper checks later today for people without government-registered bank accounts. Those checks are set to arrive after Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocked a vote on increasing the payments to $2,000. McConnell is tying the increase in payments to President Donald Trump's demand to curb the ability of technology companies to assess the validity of comments on social media and purported election irregularities. Democrats are pushing the Senate to pass the higher coronavirus pandemic relief payments, meeting the president's demand for $2,000 checks already approved by the House to replace those $600 stipends called for in legislation Trump signed late Sunday. Trump also urging the Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure, even as he predicts that the chamber will allow the veto to be overridden. Britain has authorized use of a second COVID-19 vaccine, becoming the first country to green light an easy-to-handle shot that its developers hope will become the vaccine for the world. The Department of Health said it had accepted a recommendation from the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency to authorize the vaccine developed by Oxford University and the UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca. Partial results from the studies in almost 24,000 people in Britain, Brazil, and South Africa suggest the shots are safe and about 70% effective for preventing illness from coronavirus infection. The vaccine is expected to be relied on in many countries because of its low cost, availability, and ease of use. Well, British lawmakers will vote on a Brexit deal later today. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will speak ahead of the vote, saying a deal he clinched on December 24th will allow Britain to trade with European neighbors and keep control of its laws and destiny. But it does not cover services which make up 80% of the British economy, and trade in goods will still be hampered by red tape and higher costs. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.